Hello, everyone, and welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the LOA Blend. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Elisa. Glad tidings.
Glad tidings.
What is a tiding? Is that like a detergent?
I think so. I hope you're washes nice and clean and happy. You know, that's how I always interpreted that.
Happy laundry.
Happy laundry.
Glad tidings.
On a crazy, unrelated, but yet related side note, I was really allergic to Tide growing up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had a really bad skin condition. It was like I get these hives. It was pretty bad until we figured out it was a Tide, so we had to switch it.
Oh, my goodness. And you probably never go near that detergent, just out of, right?
Yeah, I don't. I just know, I think it's too strong or whatever it is.
It's good.
A lot of people love it, but on my skin, if something is washed in it, I think it, I don't know. I haven't had to use it since then. I was probably in elementary school when that came out. So, I don't know now. We just never use it.
You're a delicate flower.
I'm so delicate.
You got to find out what they use in the ship, girl. I'm just kidding. Remember we're talking about, see, there's a theme. Gotta find out. Her ladyship request. No. You know, because I teased you last year.
Yeah.
I teased you last year. I was calling you princess, and that was only 16 days. So I have to. Now you went from princess to her ladyship. I'm just saying. So just expect to be teased between now and when you leave us for 49 days. And I have to throw in a little Jewish guilt, too, because, you know.
49 days. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
just to provoke the issues that you don't need my help provoking. Because why not? Consider it my stocking stuffer.
I appreciate that. I really do. Because I don't have enough going on, right?
You don't have enough going on. So let me add to it. No, and the point being is that it's all good fun. And that's the whole point. It's all good fun. Like the trip, it's all good fun.
Oh,
let's
my
just
goodness.
Let go of everything that isn't good fun. Glad tidings and all.
Glad tidings.
Glad tidings and all. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I can't believe it's already mid-December. So
I know.
Ridiculous. It's so fast. It's happening so fast. Everything is moving by so quickly. But we are, I think, we look at the schedule. We're doing everything. Nothing's changing. We have we don't have any major things happening. I think the Christmas Eve is show. We'll do Christmas Eve in the morning, the normal time. And
oh, what day is Christmas Eve? I have no idea.
Christmas Eve is Tuesday.
Oh, cool. Yeah, we'll do a show.
Yeah, so there isn't anything that's going to be changing as far as our schedule goes, as far as I know.
As far as I know, too.
We'll look at that. But what else is going on? I know we have a hand raised in the queue, and we have people in the chat room say hello to Aloha Jay, Habertown, and Tobian. I don't know. Let's go ahead and take a phone call since we're just
let's take a phone call so we don't have to tease each other. But we'll get back to that.
Take the heat off of me and my crew. All right.
Oh, you stop it. We're going to whip you into shape. So you could go on that trip. You'll be there. You'll be there with, you'll get out of a white limousine. You'll have a full length pimp coat. You'll have your hat. You'll have your cane. You'll have your goblet. You'll have some, I can't say it's too early, but you'll have your beep around you. Rhymes with itches, plural. You walk with your swag. That's right. You're like, that's right. That's my boat. See? Because right now you're all like Little House in the Prairie. Like, no, Pa. No, forget. No, I don't want any more water, Pa. Hell no. We're gonna get you ready.
Oh, my goodness.
Pa. I'm going to call you Half Pint. I should have a pint. My God. You know, oh. People on the East Coast, Northeast, we've had a lot of snow, craziness, so I think
this cabin fever?
Not really, because I was out like a fool yesterday. It was very sweet. It was my, we'll take a call in 3 seconds, but just a segue. My oldest son was in the high school play. He's a sophomore, so it's a big deal because it's mostly to accommodate the seniors. Right. They're graduating. And the juniors, but he had a, for a sophomore, he did have a nice little part. And it was just really special. And my mother, who is 79, thank goodness she's pretty active and she's very supportive of her grandchildren. And fortunately, she lives close enough to the school that the snowstorm didn't keep her from coming, but it was this it really was this adventure with the navigating the weather and seeing my son, and I shed half a tear, and I think she did too, because seeing him take the stage, I could see, like, oh my God, like, he really is turning into a young man. Like, I can't even associate the word boy with him anymore. Like, he's really turned, yeah. So that was very, very wonderful and moving. And then the weather was crazy, but it was fun. You know, everything looked so pretty, and from the Christmas trees that they were selling on the streets to the store, and it was very surreal and it was kind of cool. It was fun. I was happy to be out in it because it was this madcap crazy adventure. A lot of laughing, and my youngest, who's 8, was just snowing. Snowballs at everybody, whether we wanted that or not. And he loved it, so I was happy for him. But anyway, right. I plan not to. I hope I don't have to leave the house today. If I do, very minimally. But yeah, it's clearing up, and this city really doesn't mess around. Like, they're out with the plows and everything. Like, they don't play. So anyway,
yeah, they gotta keep things moving, huh? They gotta keep things moving.
Got to keep it moving, girl. So speaking of keeping it moving, why don't we take a call?
All right, let's do that. I'm wondering if this is our friend Opulence. Hello, is that you?
Yeah, hi, this is Laura.
Oh, hey, Laura, okay. How are you?
I'm good, how are you doing?
We're great. So what is going on, girl? Give us an update.
Well, the one job that I was interested in fell through. I have another interview scheduled for tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm hoping maybe that one will be the one. If not, I'll probably just end up staying put for a while where I'm at.
You know,
I'm actually... What?
Go ahead.
I was actually going to ask you, too, if you saw any romance coming my way this year, this coming year.
Well, if it's this year, you got like a week. No, I'm just kidding.
2014, because I knew you were going to do that.
That's right. That's why you caught yourself. But let me just go back to the job thing real quick. And this can also extend itself to outside of how nice the fire trucks right on cue. This can also apply to other things as well. And just know that every no or illusion of a no brings you that much closer to a yes. So every time something doesn't pan out, just shift it and flip it to I'm that much closer to a yes. And it really does open up your field of attraction and manifestation. And it really it puts your trust in source as well. So just something
well,
that
I believe. I do believe that something else is better. Better. Coming, so.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. And when you were talking about the job, I didn't feel funky about it at all, and I felt optimistic about the one that you're going for
tomorrow.
Yeah. And I'm seeing. Do you like to wear turtlenecks?
I do, but I like the scrunchie neck, so they're real soft on the neck.
Okay, whatever. Thing with the neck.
Plain.
People get all detailed with me. Okay, close enough. Turtleneck scrunchie. Okay, Miss Couture, whatever. Let me just see what I'm seeing. Scrunchie neck. I'm smacking you through the phone. But it's not a blouse with buttons. It's a hello. She's like scrunchie neck. Okay, that's going to be your new name. Oh, it's scrunchie neck. Listen, if you have one, because I saw it, but my goodness. Christian Dior's new line of the scrunchy neck. Okay. There's, if you have one that's in a bright color, I don't know if it's a teal kind of color or
Oh,
scrunchy! Oh, I got the color right. And then she's going to say, no, it's a, you know, like in the J. Crew, it's like muddled spuse. Thank you. I'm smacking you. So wear the teal one.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Scrunchy neck.
Okay.
My goodness.
Because, you know, I'm all about the details, right?
Apparently, you're all about giving me a hard time, but sure. Anyway, I think that's terrific. Okay, so now romance. Now, what's interesting, I know that I'm cold because it's cold, but I did get a little bit of a chill connecting to that, which is a good thing. So just be open to the possibility. I think the more that you're out there putting your gifts to the world and being fully engaged in the moment, and the irony is that you're not projecting that that's what you're looking for, that's when it's going to come in.
Yeah.
Isn't that
okay.
Ironic? So let me pull a message for you real quick, and then I want to hear what Elisa is picking up from your energy as well. So you know the routine, Laura. So just say pick so we can hear you. So stand by and ready when you guys are.
Okay. Pick.
Okay. So the number, Elisa, for this is 261. And this is the message that you picked, Laura. To press on, although vulnerable, is a triumphant display of courageous strength. Recognize the opportunities within the core of everything. I love that.
Mm.
That means just to move forward no matter what. And it shows such strength in that vulnerability. Let me read it to you one more time, but I think this is really applicable with what you're asking. To press on, although vulnerable, is a triumphant display of courageous strength. Recognize the opportunities within the core of everything. And that includes rejections. That includes doors closed in our face. That includes everything. It's really what I said a second ago, that every no brings you closer to yes.
Okay.
And it's a wonderful way to recharge and neutralize the energy of no, the energy of rejection, the energy of self-criticism and doubt and fear. See, that's so constrictive. And if you just shift it to like, okay, that just leads me to something better, it makes what just happened better. That's alchemy, really.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and I do. I believe something better is coming.
Yeah.
Because of reading, I didn't get that job.
So put it out there, but just don't, you know how some people, if they feel that is getting involved with somebody is the key to their success and their happiness, which we know it isn't. It's an enhancement.
Right.
It could be a whole mess of trouble too. I'm like, oh, good, somebody else to take care of. You just don't know how it's going to pan out. But a lot of people, no pun intended, put all their eggs in that basket. And they lead by that, where it's almost to the point where it backfires because they're leading so strongly with that energy that it's as if they have their bow and arrows like the Hunger Games and they're on a manhunt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not leading with that. Yeah.
And that's not you. That's not you. Exactly. So you got to be the total opposite to distinguish yourself, because those girls in particular, you know, that's why stereotypes exist, you know, and women do it to themselves. So you got to change that paradigm for you. And, I think I feel optimistic for you. I really do. I don't feel, I feel like you've been opening up, whether you're conscious of it or not, that you've been opening up within your heart. So just continue to do that. And it might be a little painful, but it's good.
Okay. Good.
Right?
I'm glad. Yeah, that's good. That's all good. It is.
Okay. Lisa Girl.
Oh, yeah. That was a great message. The 261, six is that central number, is a very loving number. And I love that the word vulnerability comes into it. Because I feel like because you have been opening up, that word doesn't scare you as much, because I think you're just so used to now to being so open that even with the job, that first job really not panning out the way you'd hoped, you have something else lined up. So you're keeping it going. You're moving it forward. And I love that openness has allowed you to see where the other opportunities are, rather than being stuck on the fact that you didn't get that one thing, that there's still other stuff to look forward to. And there always will be more things to look forward to. And so as that six energy from this message just reminds you, because your core thing, the thing that you were asking about, that you mentioned the jobs, like an update, but the main thing you were looking at was romance. And the number six energy definitely falls under that, has romance in it. But mostly it's about being in love with yourself and feeling good about what you're doing, the changes that you're making, and some of the decisions you have to make. I feel like as the new year comes to fruition, as, you know, we go through this period of celebration and we go in January ready to do things, you will keep that forward momentum going. And that six is reminding you that, just keep that reminder at the core of who you are, that there's a lot of love, a lot of great things that you're doing for you. It's just very positive for you. Even in the decisions you make to put things in priority order for yourself, it's very loving, and it makes you feel more at ease with who you are. So whenever you go out, people will notice that. They'll be magnetized by your own inner confidence and just self-love, that, you know, you're taking care of yourself. And it's a very attractive factor for other people. So as you are going out and putting yourself in new situations, different environments, just be open and take it all in. And because you never do know. You never do know what's going to come from them, whether it's another connection for a job or just a connection in general for friendship. You just never know. The two is that beginning number, and again, that's just bridging the understanding of who you are to also your higher self and bringing that out to the world as you connect with others. And then the last part of that equation is the one, which is you, and it's really being focused and being directed to state who you are, what you're doing, and just being, yeah, here I am, just being enamored with the novelty of everything possible that's new, like with you looking for work. Well, you already have something going on, but you're just looking for a new opportunity. That one is a really big big supporter of that. It is about moving it forward. As all these things I've been talking about, you're already doing. It's embodied in that sequence for the message that you picked. The last line of that message is recognize the opportunities within the core of everything. You're doing it. The core of everything in this sequence is a six, which is love. And it's a love for what you do is alive in the livelihood of your work, and also love of what you want to bring in and share with other people. So you are on a really good course. I think the love that Elizabeth isn't picking up on anything funky. She's just like, just keep doing what you're doing. Because you're not adding anything additional, anything stressful to your life. And just in the course of you wanting to make some changes, you're going through those things, and that's being done with a very high level of awareness, which helps you keep things in perspective. I think you got a really good thing going on here.
Oh, good. That's great.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks, Lisa.
All right,
thanks.
Scrunchy neck. Work that teal, girl.
I will. And I will let you know how it goes. Too.
Okay, good luck.
Please do.
Thank
keep
you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, scrunchy neck. That's funny.
That's hysterical. My goodness. Give a clairvoyant a break. So funny. Oh, that was hysterical.
All right. Well, we have another hand raised. So let's get to this one. It is area code 404. Hi, you're on the air with Elisa and Elizabeth. Who's this?
Hello, am I the lucky caller?
You're the lucky caller. Is that Julie Osborne?
Yes, it is.
Oh, she's funny. Playing with us like that, lucky caller.
Good morning, ladies.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm getting over a cold.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. But I called this morning because I need some help.
Okay, girl. What can we do for you?
I don't know. I've just been asking myself a lot of introspection lately.
That's good, though.
You know, just a lot of introspecting. I don't know if I want to continue to go to school. Like, it just, I sit down to do my homework, and I just can't do it. I just can't. Mentally, I know the subject. There's not a problem. It's not a problem.
Mm.
I'm just not connected. It is just.
What are you studying?
Psychology. Going back to school for psychology.
And what's the and what's just stepping out of the immediate energy, but just so that I get an overview. And the purpose to go to school to study this field. What was the intention, the objective, the goal?
You know, initially it was just to be able to make me more marketable so I could obtain a job back in corporate America. Actually, because, you know, most of the jobs, you know, I come from retail leadership making, you know, $70,000 or so a year, but yeah, I left that job. And so to work somewhere else, I have found it a bit challenging to find a job of that caliber without a degree. So I initially, you know, it was just a personal goal. Like, I really want to get my bachelor's degree before career. So I put that aside.
Got it. So the degree would be in what?
Psychology.
Got it. Okay.
Ultimately, I would like to use the degree so that it would help me to become, you know, marketable as a consultant.
Well, you want to have your own business down the road. Let's just get this straight.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I got it. This is what I thought, and you just confirmed it. You want to do your own thing, but you're not seeing the forest from the trees. Right now, you're just kind of stuck in the illusions of, well, I have to be stuck before I can be free. That's not true. So, if you are leading with this objective by the aerial perspective, meaning you're above looking down, then you're not looking at all the bumps and scrapes and bruises to get to your ultimate goal. We know that's part of the awkward experience of life, Julie. So if you are above looking down, the reason why you're going through introspection and the inertia is because how else, and I say this a lot on the show, how else will the energies get your attention for you to take it to the next level? So this is a good thing. How else? What is the best way to get your attention is for you to be immobilized. So, mission accomplished. Your attention, they got your attention, meaning the energies had to find a way to get your attention. So, if you flip the script a little bit, that the point of this degree is solely for you, it's going to be a lot easier for you to do your work. And it's about, it's a measurable opportunity for you to show that you give a damn about yourself. Forget corporate, forget this. That will all find you. Let that find you. You got to find yourself before that finds you. That's what this is about. It's about your relationship with yourself. Because this goal is for you so that you feel what it represents for you, and it can represent something different for everybody else. I dropped out of college 12 degrees short of a degree when I was 22. Mm-hmm. And at 35, I worked full time and I went to school at night, and I got my degree. It didn't affect my career to have the degree per se, because I freaked the system. It didn't matter, but because you know that's how I do. But I got the degree for me. So if you just streamline the energies, you'll be that much more focused to do the work, to know you're doing it for you, because that is reason enough. And trust that the rest of the alignment takes place the same way the little cells that need to reproduce every 2 weeks, because our cells reproduce every 2 weeks, is trusting that the heart is going to do its job to pump and circulate that blood. So if you so for you to do this for you as the heart center of the big picture, don't put all this importance on the other stuff that will coalesce in its time. Don't put the cart in front of the horse. That makes sense?
Yes.
Cool. Let's pull a message for you. I'll tell you guys when the database is up. So, Julie, it's been a while, but you'll hear the music. Just say pick out loud. And just this is really important, too, which we've been doing recently with the messages. Don't think about your issues per se. Just think of the vibration found in the two words, what if, because that raises your frequency to all the possibilities. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay, cool. All right, so I'm ready when you guys are.
Okay.
And the number for this, Elisa, is 310. And the message you picked for yourself, Julie, is this. The dawning of you breaking through resistant contrast is embodied by the gentle fatigue of surrender which follows this gentle clarity. It's pretty much what I just said, summed up in this message. I'll read it again. The dawning of you breaking through resistant contrast is embodied by the gentle fatigue of surrender which follows this is gentle clarity. So you're feeling funky because you're getting clear. So this is good news. And this is an old pattern, because you probably procrastinated like in high school and everything else, and you're not doing this anymore.
Yeah, it's just I don't know. It's like it's emotionally taxing. I don't know. It's like I have felt this I've been very much meditating about, you know, like I no longer just want to release the need to. Within me to procrastinate, you know, like I just want
to
release.
You don't need
that.
To know. You don't need to know, because now you got clarity. You don't need to know.
You know, it's just, I don't know. It's
choose not to. It's real simple. Choose not to. I'm doing this for me. And it's overwhelming. So if you have an assignment or whatever, let's say the assignment's to read, you know, 6 chapters. Read 1 chapter. Break it down into bite-sized pieces. You can do this. You can do this. I have no doubt in my mind. You just got to roll up your sleeves and don't feel like you have to be unrealistic and to bite off more than you can chew. Even if you just did a fraction of it every day, and you put, if you have a smartphone, you know, you can put in your calendar where things can repeat every day.
Yeah
do prompt yourself. You are worth this. But others can't want it more than you. And I know you know this, and I know that you want this. So I'm going to turn this over to Elisa.
Julie, it sounds like you're psyching yourself out. Like every time you have a plan, you have a plan to do something, and you part of it is, I know with school, that the plan is a syllabus. Like they have certain assignments you have to do. But even when you give yourself assignments, like for your own business, Julie is a comedian, a stand-up comedian. She also does entertainment. She has her own entertainment. You have your own entertainment group. You're trying to, you know, you get people together. You put together shows. But for you, when you're doing your own work that involves just like your own creativity, maybe it's you emceeing a show, or even just spearheading that, getting some of that transition work together, writing down your jokes, writing down your content. It's like you get into a default setting of you go so far that you kind of block yourself. And then just to get to that end result, it's like you don't want to see it, or you can't see it, or a combination of both. And then you kind of sit in that meditative state for a while until something else happens, and then you either have to have it, you know, you do something. But I feel like if you're just sort of psyching yourself out, almost like you have to make a connection between what you feel is the completion of it, you know, like the end result, and how that actually feels and why you're going towards it. And I don't know if there's like a fear about that's when it's not going to be good enough, or there's just something there that makes you stop right before you really need. Most people like will drink a Dr. Pepper or something and move forward, and you're like, let me just sip some herbal tea, some chamomile. Let me just calm down for a moment and see. I'm not necessarily saying that's a bad thing, but just look at that pattern of where you really put yourself in you block it for a period of time until either I don't even know what happens at the end after that period of time. You either just churn something out and you know, be done with it, but that may not make you feel good because you know you probably have better stuff within you. So when I look at the message you got, there's that phrase of gentle fatigue of surrender, and this is why Elizabeth is saying, you know, you're not going to do this anymore because you're tired.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah,
I'm exhausted. I feel like the coal is just kind of like, it's like this really weird feeling. I feel like the coal represents that cloudy, block. You know, like I don't even feel like I can really focus or think straight. And I feel like that's the fatigue I feel when I have done this pattern and repeated it, and I've got to a point where I'm like, you know what, I'm going to have some herbal tea now. It doesn't feel good. I'm just...
Well, you're dragging everybody and every. I think there's an energy of a lot of people, a lot of issues, a lot of old. Like they're not following your career. They're not taking class with you. I think you're dragging a lot of old dense energy. And I think once you just say, okay, I'm cool, I don't need your help, I got this, and it's just about you. About just the present moment and just that trust that everything is handled, you'll suit up. And just imagine that you're suiting up energetically, and you just say to yourself, I got this. And it's just a step at a time. That's it. But you got to commit to it. I'm really hoping that before the end of today, even if you just did 20 minutes worth of homework or whatever, that you, because right there, if you did that, you are gaining your power back. You will break the pattern if you do some work. If you do some work today, and it, just 20 minutes, it's that simple.
I can do that.
I know you. Lord,
uh-huh.
Thank you. Yeah,
I can do that.
You better do that.
I want to do that.
Thank you, and I really hope that you follow up with us sooner than later, because this turnaround, it's going to be quick because you're ready. You're feeling so funky and so exhausted because you're done. It's so conscious. Most of our issues that go on forever, we're not even conscious of them. This is the good news. You're conscious of it. You're like, well, I don't like that. It means you're ready to let it go.
Yeah, it's just not filling the purpose, you know. I'm ready
it's
to...
It, yes, no. Let's take that back. It filled a beautiful purpose.
Cancel.
It filled a beautiful purpose because it's heightening your awareness to what matters, and that's you. That's why you don't like it anymore. So you say, thank you, button pushers, people that work my last good nerve. Thank you, issues. Thank you, energies, for making me feel so lethargic and... thank you for bringing me closer to my yes. You follow?
Never thought of it that way. Yes,
well,
that's
why you called the show.
Perfectly.
Okay.
And I did want to look at that number sequence, Julie, because I know, you know, we heard that it was a 310, and I know you love that three. That three energy is like, oh, yeah. The three is a starting off point where there's a lot of energy. Three is about spreading all that energy around and kind of being the highlight and the party of everything. And three has that boundless, I want to be everywhere all at once, and it's fun. It's very lighthearted. It's also very scattered. So the central number of that sequence is the one, and that's getting it all focused. And what it is, it brings it back to you. This is all about you. That one is saying, yeah, take all that energy, because you are a fun person. You know a lot of people, and you know, you hang out with a bunch of comedians and performers and entertainers and artists. So there's a lot of that that energy. It's fun. It can be a little crazy. It can be a lot crazy, actually. I know some of your friends, and they're just, you know, some of them are just really scattered, and maybe a lot of them look to you for something to kind of put it all together. So you're doing it for them. Now you're able to do this for you. Your choices are to do it for you first, and then you know, then as you're feeling, you know, more in your own skin and in your own element, then you use that same new pattern to help other people. But that's what that 310 is, and the zero on the other end of that, as you take all that energy, put it into a focus back to you, the other end of that is a zero, which is the universe. That is source literally having your back, you know? So that is where when you surrender, that's where you surrender back to. You know, it's taking all this focused energy and realizing you're not ever doing this alone. And when you bring it back to Source shows you all these different opportunities and different ways of rearranging your life and some of your decisions, so that it really does support what it is you want to be doing and what you want to be experiencing. And as Elizabeth said, you know, kind of calling you out on some stuff, it's really... It feels heavy and difficult, but this is exactly how it needed to get your attention. Because now you're able to focus on it. It's not like, I don't know what it is. You do know what it is. And it's about saying, okay, this is about a lifetime of making some different decisions that really don't serve me anymore. They've served other people for a purpose, and myself included. And now you're just being very, very crystal clear about what it is you want to be doing. So I know that, like, today, just with you saying, yeah, I can do that, by you saying I can do that for you, today's going to be an amazing day for you. You're already on point. And you'll figure out ways to combat the patterns that you have sort of gotten you back into a block, what you call your writer's block or whatever. And I'll bet you in the next few days you'll start seeing, like, that cold and that congestion as you're like really taking care of you, that you are letting it go. It'll start clearing up.
Yeah, just like, you know, so I'm ready to make some decisions about some things, and I basically just the old cliche, you know, shit or get off the pot, you know, just
beep or get off the pot, yeah.
You know, just I've got to make that happen. I mean, even in just a relationship that I've kind of started. You know, I've been kind of toying around with it. So I'm gonna either shit or get off the pot. Sorry.
That's okay.
I want to poop or get off the pot. But more importantly, you know, just even with my, you're right, even with the working out, I spin like 4 or 5 times a week. But then I, for some reason, the analogy used about like drinking a Dr. Pepper, and I go and have I want herbal tea for some strange, crazy reason. I want to sip on that. Well, you know, going to work out and not getting the results that I should get because I don't eat properly or eat at all. So it's just, it's kind of like, you're right, I go so far and I kind of just, I don't know what happens. But I do know what's going to change, and I'm ready for that to change. You know, 43, it's just time to do. I was thinking about that. I'm like, when I've been doing something for like 20 or so years, And it's just like, you know, I want to see what it feels like to do a little differently. I deserve that. That's a part of life, you know. Why eat cornflakes every day if I can have other types of food?
Well, very interesting because, believe it or not, when Elisa was talking to you, I was getting things about diet and exercise and all of that, but I wasn't going to jump in with that, and you confirmed it. So another thing that came in, and I'm actually looking this up on my iPad as we speak, they're saying, suggesting foods rich in magnesium. Now, it's weird. Things come in, and I just say it to the people, and trying to see here if I can find a list real quick of magnesium-rich foods, but that's very interesting how that came in as you were speaking. So let me just see if I could pull something up that has a list.
Things with magnesium.
Magnesium. Let's see. Okay. It's very, yeah, and I know nothing about this. I talk about stuff, I don't even know what, it just comes in and, you know, like scrunchy neck, the caller that we had before. Okay, let's see. I think there's something on here. I wonder if you have a magnesium deficiency and what that means.
Oh.
So we need to look, we need to investigate that. So, oh, and they say that, oh, it's one of the, look at that, it's one of the world's healthiest foods, and there's a diet called the Nordic diet that's very popular, super healthy. So like dark leafy greens, nuts and seeds, fish, beans and lentils, whole grains, avocados. Look at what comes in from the people, from my people, because I know nothing about this. Bananas, dried fruit, and dark chocolate. Hello. That's hysterical. That's really funny.
I would eat myself.
I know. That is hysterical, but it's very interesting. So, wow. So, whole grains, fish, vegetables. Very interesting. So, I think look into that because. I'm sorry?
I'm going to say foods rich in magnesium.
Yeah. Yeah, but you might have a magnesium deficiency. Wow. This is actually. Well, it's very healthy, and this just, it came in as a message for you, so I needed to say that out loud. I did pick up stuff with some exercise. I also actually kind of picked up something with like a inertia in a relationship too, and that the studying was sort of mirroring that. But I didn't want to jump in and say that. But that the kind of the inertia with the studying was sort of playing out. Kind of what's going on with the relationship as well, but I didn't want to jump in and get into all of that because it wasn't your question. But
it is a question I had. That was going to be my next question.
Beep. Okay, so we got that. But yeah, look into this. Look into the magnesium and its healthy body and brain function.
Okay.
Look at that. And there's a connection between the studying, the like, you know, what is your worth, what you deserve, actually having something come to fruition, and the patterns of being mirrored in this relationship.
And the pattern is being what now?
Mirrored. I don't want to say nothing, but I'll go say it now.
Say it. Because I'm missing it.
You're not missing nothing, girl. So you decide not to decide and be present. Because I think you get into this pattern of, I'm going to do this, da, 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 and then you're like, uh-oh, I said it, so uh-oh, I'm going to get caught. So flip that a little bit. Just be very present with what's in front of you today. You don't have to really overcommit, but be present. You can't commit until you're present, so you've been sort of skipping a step.
Mm.
And that's why you get all funky.
Now I get it.
Yay! But look into the magnesium thing. I find that fascinating that that came in so strong.
I will.
All right, good. I hope you call us back soon.
You guys are awesome.
Listen, and it was so nice to kind of sort of meet you the other day.
It was so nice to see your lovely face.
Oh, you're so sweet. I don't know what she thought. She probably thought I was going to look like the Crypt Keeper or something because she was so surprised.
No,
I'm like, damn. I was like, well, what she think I was going to look like?
No, not at all. Not at all.
But she was kind of surprised.
I just expect you, you know what? I expected you to be more maternal looking kind of, because, and, let's see, how do I say it? Our culture,
yeah, you better say it nice.
We have what's called like an old soul, you know, someone that has an old soul. So I expected someone that
has... You have to be old.
Well, no. Just a very, very deep maternal, mature look. I didn't expect someone that looked very jovial and young and, you know, I just didn't expect that.
I had good lighting on. I had the good lighting on. So.
Quite a looker.
Thank you.
I expected, you know, kind of like, I don't know, just an older, mature woman. No, not at all.
It was just, your reaction was really funny because she was like, she was like, what?
I didn't expect it. Well, I did not expect it. It was a very pleasant treat to see you first.
Oh my
of all,
God! I was laughing my head. I thought it was. I almost dropped my coffee. I thought it was just the funniest. I don't know. She thought she was going to see, like, you know, 80-year-old Stevie Nicks or what she was going to see.
Hey,
I'm just a Latin from Manhattan girl. I just keep it moving. It's all good.
Very
funny.
Very
funny.
Cute.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you got a lot to think about. And please call us back sooner than later because I feel this is a turning point for you. I really do.
It is.
All right,
I'm glad
baby.
You feel it because it is.
It is. It is. And prove your old self wrong and prove us right.
You got it.
All right, baby.
Thank you so much, ladies.
Our pleasure.
Bye, Julie. Love you.
Love you more. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, wow. That's cool.
Very cool.
Julie is someone we haven't had a chance to see her as much as we used to. In part, you know, she's been pretty busy with school and with some of her own projects. She has a company. She started an entertainment company called Joe Entertainment, J-O-E.
Cool.
I guess it's just J-O-E, the E is entertainment. But, yeah, so she puts on different shows around Atlanta. Mostly comedy shows, and she either MCs it or she's one of the people in it. But normally when she's putting it together, it's for other comedians. So I can never make any of her stuff lately. It's just not been stuff I can go to at those times. But I know that's one of her things, and I know she writes a lot of stuff. She's a very, very funny person. So she likes to keep on top of her game, and there are times when she'll get kind of stuck wanting to get pieces together for a show as she's emceeing, just finding some, because she actually deals with different types of audience members. I mean, she's a Black woman, so sometimes she has venues and events in places where majority of the people going to those places would be, you know, the Black community. And then others, it's in other places where they're not, maybe it's a gay and lesbian club. So then, like, the nature of her content has to really be on point with who she thinks the audience is.
That's good. And the psychology thing is a wonderful component to all of that. But she does have to make any decisions about anything because she really doesn't want to be in the corporate world. She wants corporate money, but she doesn't want to be in the corporate world. So she doesn't need to. She does not need to impose that on herself because she could make money doing what she loves to do. The passion has to be there.
Yeah.
It's about finding her way to her, and that being in her mind as relevant as the corporate track. That's just one avenue. Mm-hmm. That's not necessarily the only way for her to get to that kind of money.
Right.
So.
Right. That has been a big
issue.
issue for her, because she has been used to making, you know, a lot more money than she is right now. And so I can see, you know, she's going through that period, and she just had a birthday at the end of November.
So a lot of soul searching, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's going to be fine. And also, one of the wonderful ways to repurpose dark, dense energy is to use it in comedy. The most brilliant comedic geniuses know how to do that magic, that alchemy, you know, converting darkness to light.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a beautiful, anytime there's something funky, it's like, oh, I'm going to find a way to make it funny. I was never my funniest except in my darkest hours. I could have had several HBO specials to just really find the humor in what is the most bleak. And she has that gift. So she can't turn her back on that or to turn her back to the point to make so much relevance of this whole corporate track. She could still get that money other ways. I think if she just surrenders herself to not label where her money's coming from,
mm-hmm.
as long as it's legal, it's all good. I don't care where my money comes from as long as I get it and it's legal. Who cares? So
right.
She's at a turning point. This is good that she was, you know, she called us funky because she got off the phone. The energy already is shifting.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's why I hope we get a follow-up from her a little bit sooner than later, because
right.
I think this is going to happen a little bit quicker than us hearing from her 4, 5, 6 months from now. I'd like to hear from
right.
her two or three weeks from now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm glad that we talked.
Yeah. I saw that number. I'm like, I think that's Julie Osborne. So that's good. That's good.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right. Well, right now... We still have like, another new guest in the chat room. We have some other people listening online, but no one with a hand raised.
Okay.
So I don't know if you wanted to go into a channeled message.
Sure.
And then we
usually
can maybe
we rush.
We've had to go over, but I can't extend the time anymore. I can't do my magic and extend the time while you're doing your show. I mean, I have to. We set it for an hour and a half every Sunday, and that's
plenty.
That's all they
allow. And that's plenty. So yeah, let me just pull up what needs to be pulled up to make that happen. Yeah, and it's lovely not to rush, but I have to say, you know, last Sunday's channeled message was about 7 or 8 minutes long, but boy, I just heard it. Yeah, and sometimes. I won't hear my messages months and months and months, and every once in a while I'm prompted just to listen to it. And that one was particularly powerful. I think that would be a really good one to have on a website as a gift or something of that nature as a free download, because it in 7 or 8 minutes, it really shifts the energy of really of so much of what we've talked about, just the purpose, how purposeful the dark energy is, and when you're ready to surrender it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's pretty thematic with even what we've been talking about on today's show. So anyway, I just want to acknowledge the conversations, interactions that we've had. So, of course, to you, Alisa and White Lily and Laura and Julie and everybody that's been in the chat room, guests and listeners, thank you so much. Without you, we would not have this show. And I'm going to connect to the energies and see what today's channeled message is. So I'll be right with you. When clarity emerges, an acknowledgement to recognize the wounded heart now in a state of convalescence expanding so that once and for all, acknowledgement of the self can be, in one word, accepted. In the turmoil of chaos, in the dramatic scenarios which are necessary for understanding and unfoldment, comes a time of reckoning. And the gift revealed, which was often cast aside, discarded, and unopened, is now being recognized through the tearful eyes of self-acknowledgement and compassion. For now, it is quite clear that each and every one of you can celebrate that you are now ready to face who you are and to no longer be fearful that what was once identified as fear is now regarded as opportunity, experiences yet to be discovered, risks that are worth taking. And this is only possible now, as through the turmoil and confusion and pain is the realization to energetically set yourself free, to dissolve and cut away the ties which have bound you, and to have the presence of mind to know that you are in a very powerful position to choose, that you no longer need the educational benefits of that alleged burden. And this beautiful burden has served you magnificently to prompt you, to irritate you, to annoy you, to roll and fall down on the etheric floor in a temper tantrum of sorts. And if all this belligerence shows you the way to you, then that is more than enough. You need not drag every mistake, every crime that is an illusion against yourself and others, every bit of hearsay, every convoluted bit of information, every doubt, every fear, every false step. We say these confusing bits of energy are now piled up, and you are above watching this waste dump of very purposeful information and experiences. And you are able to shift these elements of what is designing and defining you today you're able to energetically compress into manageable form and to repurpose and recycle this compressed energy into the wisdom of experience, back into that wounded heart. And it is not a broken heart. It is a wounded heart that is healing by your directive. And the stings of the wounds are a gentle yet ever-present reminder to forge ahead, that you are all individual works in progress, ever unfolding, including the wounds and the mistakes and the missteps. For those create the compassionate filter in which to see the world and those around you, and most specifically yourself, to step back from what is in the form and to breathe energetic life into surrendering into the grace of acceptance to the now, and to fully trust that with boundaries in place, you are limitless, that you have earned the right to create and to be free within the parameter of honoring what you have chosen that is worthy of honoring, your due diligence, your responsibilities, those that are in your care, most particularly yourself, to breathe the breath of life right now, should you choose. Slowly, lovingly, through every cell of your beingness, through your etheric field, to lead through the breath, circulating in that wounded heart, which is fortified, which is getting strong with every breath of heightened awareness, to be illuminated by the golden energy of your self-protection. Align with those that are ready to help you in the ethers, in the wings of your guides, your angels, your collective, name it what you wish. You are never alone. And you can regard every experience and aspect and individual that you are encountering in your life experience as being part of the singular aspect of expansion. It is all energetic frequency. And if you acknowledge the simple, peaceful breath of love, and to be challenged where it is not so obvious, and that you no longer hide from those things that may be a bit difficult or daunting, and you test the waters a step at a time. But we suggest to be consistent, to acknowledge the backbone of discipline and the gift of tenacity, to be consistent is to trust that you are worthy, to be tenacious is to trust that Source has greater plans for you than you could possibly imagine at this time. To accept that you need not know all the answers, and to love the imperfection of the perfection of imperfection,
is the most glorious bit of wisdom that you could offer not only to yourself, but all whom you encounter. And as you unwrap your gifts of recognizing how helpful your illusions and mistakes have been, places you at the front of magnificent possibilities unfolding in the most appropriate time that we gently suggest should not be messed with. Breathe this in. If you have a free hand, extend it outward and see yourself piercing the vortex of source and manifestation and call it in and imagine and feel this outstretched hand beckoning the energies to fold in and lead the energies in this golden mist into your heart and concrete and make that concretized by placing your hand gently on your heart. Now breathe that in. Nod your head yes in divine consent and know that truly all is well and you need not know everything. Enjoy the journey as it unfolds and acknowledge what it feels to love yourself as it is being demonstrated right now and every time that you choose to go back to this place with us. And until we speak again, we thank you, we bless you, and we love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That felt really good.
Mm.
And as always, it's indicative of the conversations we've had in the past week, and particularly today, with some really big things being brought up for people, you know, for our friends, Laura and Julie. But these are things that we've seen, these patterns that we've seen, especially near the end of the year. It seems like a lot of things are just being churned up, because so many of us are ready to let go of these old patterns. And a lot of times this end of the year is a period of reflection. So taking advantage of just the way these things work, the cycles of our earthly existence and the seasons of the years, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, a lot of us have a little bit of cold happening, a little bit of some type of funky stuff that we're dealing with. I know with myself, there's still a little bit of congestion.
Sure.
Anna, the same thing. I think she kind of has similar to what's happening with me, where it was in my head and to my heart, and then back up again to the head. So that, I'm just telling her. I said, yeah, just, you know, it's a way to clear up some of these really, really old patterns.
Yes, I'm glad
it's
you
so
said that.
Old. Yeah.
Yeah, I had maybe like 2 or 3 months ago had this terrible pain in my right shoulder, and would see my chiropractor about it, and he said it was tendonitis. But by doing this work and accepting it and not favoring it, doing the exercises that he suggested and all those things, and then all of a sudden, I'm very active and I never really let up on that. And all of a sudden, you know, one false move and I would go back to square one, where it would be very sharp pain and limited mobility.
Right.
2 days ago, I was doing some very intense meditation and shifting, and I woke up yesterday. It's gone. It's completely gone.
Wow.
It's completely gone. And I knew it was all energy, although manifested so magnificently as a physical disruption, a physical limitation.
Right.
And the one thing that I feel that I need to be conscious of is to manage the concern or the little bit of fear that it's going to come back.
Right.
And that's what happens. You have something good, whether it's a relationship or a job or a sickness that goes away. I hope it doesn't come back. And that's the one thing to bring it back. You know, and I heard, I don't remember who said this, but that our greatest, I think maybe it was on a Super Soul Sunday program, that our greatest fear is to be happy or to really feel love because we're so afraid it's going to go away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's the one thing that I need to be very mindful of, to accept that I released how this was physicalized, how this was manifested in my physical body, and that I did surrender these patterns.
Right.
So not to be afraid that it's going to come back, not to drink that Kool-Aid so quick.
Right.
So, yeah. But that.
Uh-oh.
Can you hear me?
All right, yeah, you just sort of blinked out for a moment there.
Oh, okay. But what I was going to say, our most popular request on the air is about relationships and love, and then that comes in, and then I'm afraid it's going to go away.
Right.
I'm going to get this job. I'm afraid the job's going to go away. Or I hit the lottery. I'm afraid I'm going to lose all the money. So that we go into that default setting, which I feel is very ancestral. And I think what's going on with you and Anna is that you've done so much personal work, mm-hmm. that now you guys are getting to like the stuff that's really, you're taking the hit for the team on the ancestral side. That's what's going on with the two of you.
Yeah.
But you guys are strong enough to handle it. I would just suggest that you guys acknowledge that, and then it will be compressed, and it will be downsized. And I am recalling a little bit about what the channeled message said about the waist dump, and then it was compressed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. It's really that we go through these things that are enormous and we feel bigger than we are and we drown in it. But if we look above, we can compress it and get the benefit, but manage it.
Mm.
And when we do that, that's the key to handling the fear. Like, oh, okay, beautiful. That's how my shoulder is not going to ever go back to that place, because if I see the gift of that wisdom bringing me closer to myself and that contrast is compressed, it doesn't mean I'm denying the contrast. It just means I'm managing the contrast. We have to work with what we got.
Right.
Because there might be a time in evolution that if we have a missing limb that we can grow back that limb. But right now, but for right now, we're going to manage as best as we can with what we have as we define it today.
Right.
And right. With evolution, there's no doubt in my mind down the road, I don't think will be my lifetime, but we don't know, that you could energetically grow back a limb or what have you, or there's technology to assist that.
Oh, I've already known people who have grown back. I think I want to say this woman grew back. She had a lot of surgeries, and this is part of her energetic spiritual journey was having things just being taken away, like being cut out of her over lifetimes. So she was growing back. I want to say she was growing back part of her colon or part of something, some internal organ. That's
amazing. See, so
yeah.
I know that it's possible.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
There you have it.
I'm not going to say it's easy, but yeah, it can be
No,
done.
None of this is easy, and that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing, and it doesn't mean that not easy is bad.
Right.
It just means we have to reconfigure our DNA, our cellular memory, our physical expansion. We are on the earth, so that's what it feels like here. It will feel much different in source, but right now we're here.
Right.
But we can manage it. Doesn't mean we have to suffer unnecessarily. Doesn't mean that we have to be tortured, although that's part of the collective consciousness of experience. It's just the backdrop for now.
Right. I hear you.
It's a system. It's like an ecological system.
Right.
Right? Go ahead.
Well, we do have a hand raised, and this person had just asked a question in the chat room right before you started.
Okay.
Your channel message. So I'm assuming it's the same person since that's the only person that's mentioned it. But let's take the call. It's Erica 207. Hello, is this Erica?
Hi, Erica. My name is Tom.
So I guess it's not Erica. Okay, I guess it's Tom. Hello.
Hi.
This is Elisa and Elizabeth, by the way. It's the show you called in on.
I'm calling from Northern Maine, and I was wondering, I saw in the description that you're doing numerology readings.
Yes.
Tom, what's your date of birth, month and day?
January 27th, 1959.
Okay, and we need permission to connect to your energy, please?
Please do.
Okay, and when did you start listening to the show today?
Right during the introduction.
Oh, good. So you've been hearing it from the beginning. So you know that this is a show of blended energies, of numerology and intuition and channeling. So you just heard a channeled message. So I'm just talking a little bit so Elisa has time to do a calculation on your ending a current personal year, and you'll be going into a new one with your birthday. So I'm going to turn you over to Elisa, since she's.
Okay.
I'm going to turn you over to our co-host Elisa, because she's the one who is an expert in numerology. So I'm going to have her speak on that, since that was your question.
Sure, she could take her time. I'll be here for the whole show.
Well, the show's going to be ending pretty soon, so I'm going to.
Okay.
She's ready.
Okay, well, Tom, did you have a specific question about numerology? Or because I basically do we have a certain amount of time. We do a lot of conversation. So, go ahead and ask your question.
I'm very concerned about my finances. I'd like to know if I'm going to take a turn for the better anytime soon.
Okay. Well, and what I'm looking at here is that as of your birthday, you got into a number 7 personal year. Your birthday was back in January, so you're about to move into a number 8 personal year at the end of next month. Yeah, so this year, the 7 is about introspection and also about really about realigning some of your goals, as some of your plans have either made it to where you want it to be, or some of them have had to fall through for whatever reason, but you've had to reprioritize. And so this year has been about really looking at where do you want to have that final push of energy go. So your question, I like how you worded it. Will it take a turn for the better versus it'll take a turn for the worse? No one wants it to take a turn for the worse. You always want it, you know. The whole point is that you're always focusing on making it better. And as you've been taking this time, this whole year, to really reprioritize and say, well, you know, some of the plans I've been wanting to work on, they're just not a priority anymore. So you take your focus off of those, you know, maybe 10 things, and you have maybe the top 3 that you say, no, these are the ones that they're so close to happening. All I need to do is stick with it. And just see it through to the end. And then, you know, then I'll reach that plateau. The reason why 7 is such a good number, it's a very introspective and spiritual number, is that it blends logic and reason with faith and spirituality. So for people to really listen in on the show, they have to have a little bit of that, you know, wanting to use their understanding of spirituality, whatever that means for them, and add it into their daily lives and really expand upon that. So when you go from a number 7 personal year into a number 8, which will kick in in the next month, that 8 has a lot to do with manifestation and reaching these goals and seeing the opportunities, because you've been more focused and aligned with what you say you're working towards. That's why the seven period is so crucial. A lot of times we can get overwhelmed with, you know, when things are going really well, or even when things are going really poorly, you can get so focused on that that you, you know, that things kind of go awry, right? So
I'm
the
very
seven,
good at manifesting.
Good. Well, then, so then the things that you have been tweaking a little bit this year, as you've been, like I said, reprioritizing and saying what's really important for me now in a very current state, because a lot of times we work on some goals that we've been working on for the past 3 or 4 years, and how much have you changed in the last 3 or 4 years? So now I look at it as like, well, let's reassess and see what's really important for me right now, current me, and then what are my best choices to move it forward. So when it comes to your finances, and this is a really good period of time, like I said, it's a good period of time to reflect, as people tend to wait until January to kind of do away with some of their vices. And I say, go ahead and start early. Go ahead and start, get a running start into the new
Absolutely.
Year versus like blowing it all in December for whatever reason. You know, for you to be, to own your manifesting skills is a
mm-hmm.
very big plus. Because what it means is that you're putting it forward, and you're saying, "Yeah, I am on the lookout. I know I've put things in motion,
mm-hmm.
and as they come to me, I'm going to say yes. Or as they come to me, maybe you're like, not quite what I'm looking for, and you let it go. But you're not going to let an opportunity pass that you know
no.
you've asked.
Can I just jump in here real quick?
Yeah.
Some things have been coming in. You're really good. So you are a really good support system. But what's interesting is that two things came in, which is actually really positive about you. You're a really great team player, but you could also do your own thing. So I feel the energies with I feel like your finances are going to improve. I also got that you make things or that you have some skills in the kitchen. Which is it?
Both.
Okay, let me tell you something. There's something that you make. Listen to me.
I'm very mechanically inclined, and I love to cook.
There's something, because I wrote both. I wrote a service or making something, and I wrote down cook. There is something, and you could do this now. You can just sort of experiment, but there's something that you can make, and I don't know if it can go into like a, I see like these little jars or something. I don't know if it's a barbecue sauce or whatever it is, but there's something that you can make that if you make it specific, I'm seeing that like a local thing, because people love when things are local, then you can make it even, it's a specialty item, but there's something very local specific to where you're from that you can develop. And this is a way, this is prosperity consciousness, Tom, that you can develop. And then, but at the same time, be a support system to somebody else so that takes care of your money thing. But if it's in the culinary world, even better, because then you can benefit from that association. That came in really strong. What is it that you make that people love?
Breakfast.
What is it? Breakfast?
Breakfast.
I'm about to make breakfast for everybody, and they're still sleeping, so they have a nice surprise when they wake up.
But listen, Tom, find something that is simple, that you can refine, that is specific to where you're from, because I feel you're very prideful of where you're from. I just think that there's something tied into food and money with you.
Hmm.
And that to look for work where you're supporting somebody in a related field, because then that will help you.
Okay.
All right?
Shall
that came
keep
in, that came in really strongly when Elisa was talking, that I had to jump in when she was talking.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that you're going into an 8 year, you will manifest beautifully. I'm in the middle of my 8 now, and it's been nonstop manifestation. Doesn't mean that it hasn't had its challenges. That's life. Life is a combination
That's
of all
right.
things.
That's
but
right.
You have a lot to look forward to. But even today, if you could just make, you know, on your computer or with a pad, think about what is it that's simple, like 5 ingredients or less.
I already have it. I was going to make scrambled eggs with shrimp.
No, but you don't understand what I'm trying to say to you.
No.
What I'm trying to say to you is there is a product or something that you can develop. So you can't make scrambled eggs and shrimp and sell it to the people. What I'm saying is that there's something that you're with your culinary gifts that could in the future turn into something that you could market and sell.
I understand that.
Okay, so although the idea of scrambled eggs and shrimp sounds really appealing, you can't sell that. So think about something specific to, you said you're from Maine?
Yes. Well, okay. No, I'm from Long Island, but I'm residing in Maine.
But you're residing in Maine. Okay, so it might even be a New York thing or a Long Island thing, okay? So I got something that had like a regional connection. So it very well could be Maine, which is, you can't go wrong. Long Island, New York, Maine, whatever, you can't go wrong. That might be in what you call it. I don't know. But the energy about that you're very skilled at making things, you're very skilled in the kitchen, and that you are a wonderful support system, those things came in very, very strongly. So just sit with that. Maybe replay the show on iTunes so you can hear what Alisa and what I said, and maybe some ideas might come as a result of that. Okay?
Yes, very good. Thank you.
Yeah, and give us a call back and let us know how you're doing.
I certainly will.
All right, sweetheart. Take care.
Bye. Wow. I'm hungry now. I wrote that in the chat.
Yeah, right. Scrambled eggs and shrimp. Who knew? What a combination. That sounds good.
I take that.
Yeah, I'll take that too. Making breakfast for everybody in some place in Maine. Let's go.
That is nice. That's pretty cool, though. I mean, he was really owning the fact that he can manifest. So it's just a matter of, of like you said, like kind of looking at what the opportunities are. If he really loves to cook and he's good at what he does.
He knows how to make things. Yeah, he could even make the packaging for what it is that he's cooked. Like he has like all the raw ingredients, no pun intended, all the raw material to really turn something, to really turn an idea into something. And it would be great if he got a job in a commercial kitchen or with somebody that is a manufacturer so that he could, it would be like on-the-job training. So it would take care of the finances immediately and that it would educate him as well and inspire him to do his own thing. Very interesting.
Yeah. I was wondering if you were thinking of a jar of something,
right.
Yeah.
And five ingredients or less. He's like scrambled eggs and shrimp. I'm like, that sounds great, but no. something really simple and easy, but like that he can refine and it would be really marketable.
Right, right.
Very interesting.
We got some really cool people listening in. That's just really neat. And I know we're down in our last couple of minutes here.
Yep.
But I did want to say hello to some more of our people in the chat room. There's Gilberto72, a couple of guests, and our friend Walk With Spirit. We haven't seen her in a while. Down to the last 90 seconds. What a fun show.
What a great show. Yeah, thanks for keeping us so busy, people. We love it.
Sunday's
I guess we'll sign off. So if you want to learn more about Alisa and myself, please check out our joint website, which is lawofattractionblend.com. That's lawofattractionblend.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us through email, please email the show, which is loablend@gmail.com. That's loablend@gmail.com. We're back on the air this Tuesday, 8:30 United States Eastern Time. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. We have great hosts and programming 7 days a week. And in the meantime, remember to follow the feeling to you. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye.